willing weakness. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
That's the Foghorn Voice of Steve Brown. And this is Key Life, designed to get you home with freedom, joy, and faithfulness. If that is your desire, stay tuned as Steve opens God's Word.
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, turn to the first chapter of Jeremiah. I've made an executive decision. It's my program. I can do that. I was really going to end this this week because we really need to move on. But I'm going to take one more week, and I really am just going to flit here and there in Jeremiah. We're going to look at some wonderful text in this wonderful book. So one more week on Jeremiah, and then the next week we'll go to Lamentations. As we continue with our Old Testament survey, we're looking at the first chapter of Jeremiah. And we've looked at a lot of places in Jeremiah, but we're trying to discern. You know, you can tell a lot about a man or a woman by reading what they wrote. I have some favorite novelists that I read. And then I read biographies of the novelist, and I thought, I knew that, because if you learn to listen to what people write or read carefully what people write, you learn something about them. And that's true of Jeremiah. So in the first chapter of Jeremiah, we're looking at these words, and we'll finish this today. And then next week, we'll flip from here to there in Jeremiah and look at some of the really special texts there. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were at Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Behold, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. That means I set you apart for something special. And do you ever think God did that for you? We're always saying saints as if they were specially religious and good people. That's not true. If you belong to Jesus, you're sanctified, in fact, and are in the process of sanctification in your life, moving on to perfection. You've been set apart the way Jeremiah was. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. And by the way, that verse has something to say about abortion too, doesn't it? Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, Don't say that, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and wherever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Now, using those verses, we've been looking at a biographical sketch of Jeremiah. We've seen that he was grounded in God's written word. His father, the man I just read about or mentioned his name, Hilkiah, was the high priest who found the Torah and started a revival amongst the people of God. He was held and loved by a godly family, not only his nuclear family, but his extended family, the church, the people of God. He didn't speak except the word that God told him to speak. So many people running around saying, God told me to tell you, when God didn't say that at all. So there was a comic bit back when Oral Roberts was talking about the statue that he had seen, and that he was going to kill him if he didn't get a certain motivation or certain gift that would be given to the ministry. And the comic said, that God said, I didn't say that. I said you had an unlisted number and I couldn't get through to you. I didn't say I was going to kill you. And I thought that was kind of funny. And I love Oral Roberts, by the way. But, you know, we all say things like that. I wish he hadn't said that. You got to be careful when you say that God says something. God always uses people who speak for him, but only what he said. And then I want to show you something else today. I want you to see willing weakness. We have this celebrity thing. We only believe in willing power. I mean, I'm just one person. What can I do? I'm a nobody. I sit in the back row. If it's all right with you, I'll just be the servant, sit here in the hall. I'll come when he calls, but he probably won't call because I'm ugly and my mother dresses me funny and nobody likes me and I don't know much scripture and I haven't been to seminary and but that's okay. I don't have to do anything. Jesus loves me and I just sit here. That's so bad. That's so wrong. Willing power. But, they say, if I had power, if I was articulate, if I'd been to seminary, if I knew God's word, if I were a navigator, if, then God would use me. But that's not true with Jeremiah. Notice when God called Jeremiah, the most surprised person in the house was Jeremiah. It's like, ah, Lord God. In other words, you've got to be kidding. Lord, you calling me? Me? Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. I'm just a kid. I'm a youth. I love that because that's willing weakness. The Bible says, and this is Paul's comment to the church at Corinth. You remember Paul was saying, you know, if I just could get rid of this thorn in the flesh, and we don't know what that was. That may have been, some people say it was a hunchback and that he had bad eyes. Other people say it was a besetting sin. And God leaves out what he wants to leave out. And whatever he leaves out for a reason. So we can fit in that thorn, whatever it is that hinders us, maybe weakness. And God said, you know, and Paul said, you know, if you take this away, I'd be one dynamite servant of yours. And then Paul says that God said, no, I'm not going to do that. The thorn in the flesh is my gift to you, and my power is made perfect in weakness. Hey, that's you. It's me too. It's all of us. Listen, God's God, and he chooses funny people to do big things through, and you can be one of those. Jeremiah was one of those. You be faithful. You say, God, I'm here. And if you can use Jeremiah, you can use me. If you can use Steve, you can use me. If you can use Paul, you can use me. If you use my preacher, you can use me. And I want you to know I'm available, whatever you want to do. And I know that you will fill me with your words and empower me to do whatever it is that you want me to do. And so notice willing weakness. That's the most important thing in the Christian life. Willing weakness, not willing power. And then I want you to show, and I've got to do this fairly quickly, God called Jeremiah, this is another, to do what he called everybody else to do. And if I were making this a New Testament text, I would say this, that what God called Jeremiah to do in every particular is what he calls every Christian to do in every particular. How do I know that? Because a prophecy has been revealed. Joel 2:28-29. You say, well, this is outside of Jeremiah. I know that. But it's also the place where we look to the future and we see what happens when the Messiah came. Joel 2:28-29, and it shall come to pass afterward. When's the afterward? That's when Messiah comes. Afterward, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You mean like Jeremiah? Yeah. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Even upon the men servants and the maid servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit. And then in Acts 2, Peter said, that's the prophecy that has been fulfilled this day. Sam Shoemaker, who you may not know him, he's been dead for a number of years, but he was involved in the Christian side of Alcoholics Anonymous, very much involved in the Oxford movement, but got out of it because it wasn't Christ-centered the way it should have been. He and Emil Brunner and some others did. Sam Shoemaker wrote a poem, I Stand by the Door, and it was one of the It's one of the most moving poems. If I had time, I would read to it. It said, some people go in deep, but I stand at the door because people will miss it. They don't know where the door is, and some of them are afraid to come in, so I stand by the door. And it was a defense of his entire life. Sam Shoemaker said this, there comes a time when every Christian must decide between the pain of a divided mind or the pain of a crucified self. See, God calls you to be Jeremiah. Now, you're not going to do it very well sometimes. You're going to mess it up sometimes. And it's not going to be right sometimes, but God calls you to have willing weakness and to become your own Jeremiah. John Knox said this, the world is still waiting to see what God can do with a man, and I would include woman, who is consecrated to his service. Jonathan Edwards in his diary said, resolve first that every man should live always and everywhere at his highest and best for God. Resolve second, whether any other man in the world strives to do this or not, I will, so help me God. And so, and we'll talk a little bit more about Jeremiah next week, but at least say, God, if he could, I could. I'm here. You can send me. You think about that. I'm in. Hey, if you're not a part of our Key Life tape family, I'd love for you to be a part of it. These are not tapes of the broadcast. You can subscribe to those, and if you ask us, we'll tell you how. But every 8 weeks, we send out tapes to a lot of people who are part of our tape family. And they're absolutely free, and we send them as long as supplies last. And all you got to do to be a part of this is to give us a call, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 1-800-539-5433. Or you can write Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Or Key Life, Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address. These are the places where I teach the Bible, at Reformed Seminary in the chapel generally, at the Billy Graham Training Center, at Lake Barkley, at a missions conference or a Bible conference. And every 7 or 8 weeks, you get a tape. They keep coming free as long as you want them. But if you can help us financially, I sure would appreciate it. For any contribution of any size, when you request it, I'll send you the tape, Forgiven and Forgotten, How to Deal with a Problem of Guilt and Experience True Lasting Forgiveness. You can charge your contribution on your MasterCard, Visa Discover card, included in your envelope. And, or however, we would appreciate it. Gotta go! Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Networks.